Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama is dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
All right. Welcome to Saturday night. So glad to have you with us. Kevin McCullough, very, very pleased to be able to bring you tonight's broadcast. We have got so much important stuff to talk about. You don't need to be anywhere else, and I'm so grateful that you are right here. 300-plus radio stations, two television networks, and more households than ever before, gaining access to the wit and wisdom of Radio Night Live here on Saturday night. Thank you for being here. We've got a lot to get to. In fact, Nick, if you want to, let's just go straight to the big board. Tonight we have got, we're going to get an update on what's going on in the Ukraine. General Jack Keane is going to be back with us. What is going on? Does the Ukraine actually have a chance of defeating the Russians in their own territory? We will see with General Jack Keane. Dr. Gina Loudon is going to be with us, our favorite human behavioralist. She will break down all of the things that the media couldn't say about the Will Smith Chris Rock slap last week. There's some very interesting angles on all of this that have not been discussed, and we owe it to the good people of the U.S. to do that. Then we're going to get into some reasons why some of your favorite center-right folks have been canceled this week. Babylon Bee, Charlie Kirk among them, getting canceled off of Twitter. I say welcome to the club. That happened to me on January 6th in 2021. But this because of some simple stuff that big tech is really going hardcore on. I'm going to talk about that in just a second. Then in the ladies' lounge tonight, we have got Dr. Monica Crowley back with us tonight. She's got a big announcement about a brand new thing that you're going to be able to access for free that I think you're going to really enjoy, especially if you admire Dr. Crowley's insight on things, as I do. I think you will check that out. And then Elle Reynolds, first time she's in the ladies' lounge from thefederalist.com. She's going to be with us to talk about some interesting aspects of the Ukraine-Russia conflict as well. And then in the new music spotlight tonight, man, do we have a sweet, sweet guest. Ashley Cook in the first spotlight with Brett Young, their brand new single. It is number 5 in the country. You're going to hear it tonight. And then a little bit later on, her hit from about a year ago, we're going to hear that all tonight. Ashley Cook, our music spotlight artist tonight. Going to be a great, great show. I hope you'll stay with us. Now, to the issue of these people that have been canceled, we have entered a day in America that is almost inconceivable to understand. You're going to hear things on tonight's show that are going to be considered by some deeply offensive. I'm going to make the claim that if someone has a penis, that they should be considered a man, and that if they don't, they should be considered a woman. That very assumption, that dividing line between that simple biological fact, is going to be enough. It was enough this week to get people canceled from social media. Now, so far, I've already been canceled off Twitter, so there's no danger of that. But so far, there are a number of people within the last week that said, no, I think that biological sex has something to do with whether or not someone should be considered a man or a woman. And here's the raw fact of the matter, friend. It doesn't matter what you do surgically. It doesn't matter what you do hormonally. You can try to change the biological feelings of what you have. You can try to change the stimulus of what affects you. You can try to change every external possibility of this. And yet,
when you die, the cells in your body will say what your biological sex was. So when Caitlyn Jenner dies someday, even if she is mauled by a bus and you cannot even recognize who or what she or he was, they'll take a little piece of that DNA, they'll put it under a microscope, and the DNA itself will say, this was Bruce Jenner, a male. That's what the DNA will say. That's what the code that the God of the universe put into the very cells of the body that you have. And whatever else the culture and the teachers' unions and whoever else tries to convince you otherwise, it won't matter. Because the DNA is predetermined. The DNA cannot be changed, will not be changed. So Rachel Levine, if that's what he wants to be known as, the first, quote, four-star female admiral in the U.S. Navy, he has a male biological reproductive organ. He is, in fact, a man. And it's not me saying that. It's his DNA. His DNA, until he dies, will say that he is male. It does not matter what his brain says. It does not matter what his emotions say. That will never be overcome. And to say anything other than that is to be against the science of what it is. Now, you can say, well, we need to be compassionate and lenient and agree with whatever they want to say about themselves. Well, that's fine. You can be that. That doesn't make a bit of scientific difference. So, with that in mind, let's go to the top story of the week. And it wasn't the top story until Friday afternoon. But yesterday afternoon, the Biden administration decided to come out and endorse transgender youth sex change operations. That's right. They endorsed it. What to the degree that that means anything with our tax dollars, we will have to determine yet in the days to come. But the interesting thing about this is that there was no need for the governmental administration of the nation to come out and make this statement. This was something that they just chose to do. There was no need to take a position on this at all. But they chose to. There is no science behind what they are saying here, even though they say that it's all based on science. In fact, in their admission that they were endorsing transgender sex change operations for small children. Pardon me. The fact that they are saying that specific thing, and then they say, well, this is based on the science. Tonight, friends, I would wager on anybody that would take the wager. I'd put a $100 bet on this right now. There's no one in America, no one in the administration, no one that supports the administration, no one that is believing that this is, in fact, the way to go. There is not one person in the country that can produce a scientifically peer-reviewed study to demonstrate that children are better off when you perform the non-reversible action of changing their top surgical gender identity. Top surgery is something that you have to know about. But when you mutilate genitals, when you change the way the appearance of a person from what they're born to what they say that they want to become, and you do that at an age in which they are far from understanding the impact of any of this. You are abusing them. So this is how I interpret what the White House has done this week. They are endorsing child sexual abuse. And they don't seem to have any problem with it. And they're lying to you saying it's based on science. When you can't produce, I defy you. One person, send me one study that shows that children are better off with gender reassignment surgery. They say it's based on in-depth studies. There haven't been in-depth studies. So show me one, if that's the truth. Here's my email address, kmcradio@gmail.com. kmcradio@gmail.com. I dare you. You won't do it because it doesn't exist. We'll get into this more a little bit later. There's a lot related to the news of the week this week that is tied into this. But I just dare somebody, anybody, try to come up with one thing that can dispute this. Coming up next, General Jack Keane, the latest in Russia and Ukraine, when we continue. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about, getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off plus free shipping. That's 25% off plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
But over the last few days, you cannot help but notice there seems to have been a bit of a tone change in the war in Ukraine. And I wanted to find out from those that know best exactly what's going on. General Jack Keane is a retired four-star general. He's the chairman for the Institute for the Study of War. And you've seen him all over Fox News the last few weeks, working day and night, night and day, fingers to the bone, trying to give the best analysis that he can. And he even makes time for us at Kevin McCullough Radio. General, I'm honored and humbled by your friendship, and thank you for your availability. Let me just ask you, we started hearing earlier this week that Russia was pulling some of their troops back. Is that true? And from what you're seeing on the ground, what does it look like to you is happening?
Well, Russia mentioned this in concert with the negotiations that were taking place in Turkey between the Russian delegation and the Ukraine delegation. And in our judgment, they were making this, and as stated in their words, as a sign of goodwill, that they were going to be pulling back from Kyiv to demonstrate goodwill, and so that the Ukrainians would be able to they would be able to earn Ukraine's trust.
Okay.
And that's just a bold-faced lie, as most of the things that the Russians put out are. What has happened is the Ukrainians have stopped the Russian advance cold and are in a phase now of conducting counterattacks and taking towns back around Kyiv. And for almost a month, the Russians have been trying to bring their artillery down and surround the capital of Kyiv so they could obviously decimate it and topple the government. They have not been able to ever get that artillery in place because the Russians' motorized brigades that are along that axis have prevented it. And that's the harsh reality of what has taken place. The Russians have failed here. It's not that they're offering a concession as a sign of goodwill, and they're pulling troops out of there. Now, are there troops leaving? Yes. They have been going in and out for a couple of weeks. And the reason is because they're so severely damaged that they have to pull them back to the to cross the Belarus border and make a decision. Can they just put people in and replace the unit and replace the things that are destroyed, or do they have to actually reconstitute the unit? And two things have happened. There's been some reconstitution, and some others are so decimated that they have put them on trains and literally sent them home. So, but it has nothing to do with a withdrawal of forces. As stated, dealing with the negotiations, this has to do with the Ukrainians handing them a defeat. But their frontline tracer forces are still in place surrounding Kyiv, and they're still bombarding it. And we don't see any wholesale withdrawal of forces from Kyiv other than the replacement of forces that are, if they use a military term, are no longer combat effective. We don't see any movement of forces out of Kyiv to redeploy them someplace else in Ukraine. And then the other pattern line of lies that the Russians have is that, listen, our primary focus has always been the Donbass region, and that is that is where our major effort is. Well, that's not true. The majority of their forces have always been in the north, not in the south. And their main effort was clearly to take the capital and topple the government. It's unlikely they're going to be able to do that. We don't know if they're going to continue to grind this out, which is Russian doctrine,
right,
and continue the bombardment and kill people in the capital and try to wear the Ukrainians down, the Russians believing, you know, time is on their side in doing that. And it's not that the Donbass region isn't important to them. It's very important to them. And they're fighting intensely in that region. The Ukrainians still own a fair amount of territory in the Donbass region, particularly in the Donetsk Republic, which is there's two republics in that region. And obviously the Russians have had success in Mariupol, in the major city there, literally by just, you know, devastating the city. There's right. pockets of resistance there. And those pockets of resistance by the Ukrainians will last as long as their ammunition and food and water last. And when they go, when they run out, they'll certainly make a covert exit out of that city. And that city will likely fall.
Let's talk about reinforcing equipment. It is my understanding that the Biden administration is just now getting around to signing off on and maybe delivering some of the military aid that the Trump administration had promised Ukraine, and then the Biden administration had nixed it. Where do we stand with the help that is coming from the West, whether it be the U.S. or the other NATO countries, in terms of equipment and supplies that they were, they've been asking for close to a month now?
Well, it's very frustrating. They've never got the MiGs that they've wanted, and I think there's ways certainly to have made that happen. They've been asking for air defense systems, the long-range air defense systems, some of which they have, and they've been very useful against Russian air power and also against cruise missiles. But for a couple of weeks now, they haven't received them either. And they want tanks. And the reason for this, Kevin, is everything has changed in Ukraine. The Ukrainians believe they have an opportunity to win. They want tanks, not to defend. They want tanks to go on the offense, just to continue to take territory away. And here's my problem with the Biden administration. And I think the U.S. underlying strategy from the beginning, going all the way back to 2021 in March, when the Russian troops showed up on Ukraine's border with 70,000, and then again in the fall with 150,000, and then finally in February with the invasion. I think the underlying strategy of the U.S. during that entire period was not to provoke Putin. So we delayed arms shipments in March of 21. They finally delivered them in the summer. Reason, don't provoke Putin. They delayed another shipment that was supposed to go in the fall of that year. And by the way, the March shipment was a Trump shipment that had been arranged by the previous administration. In the fall of that year, they delayed it again. And we didn't get the stingers to the Ukrainians until January, just a few weeks before the invasion. All of this, the underlying strategy is don't provoke Putin. We didn't sanction Putin before the invasion. Again, don't provoke Putin. We sanctioned him only after the invasion. Now, here's what's really horrible. I think this is what's going on. The United States strategy has not changed at all, trying to give arms to the Ukrainians. But Ukraine has stopped the Russians cold. They have an opportunity to crush this army that's in the field in Ukraine. And what we should be doing is trying all out to help them do that and state that as purpose and mission. But what is their real purpose and mission that's unstated? They fear Putin losing. They fear Putin losing in the event.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The UN's former chief prosecutor for war crimes has called Russian President Vladimir Putin a war criminal. Carla DuPont is talking to media in her native Switzerland, marking the release of her latest book. She has called for an international arrest warrant to be issued for Putin, adding there were clear war crimes being committed in the country. The Kremlin invaded Ukraine nearly 2 months ago. DuPont says suspected war crimes committed by both countries should be investigated. U.S. Treasury officials are arguing that sanctions are weakening the Russian currency despite gains this week. The exchange rate as of Friday is 85 rubles to equal $1, just shy of the rate prior to the February invasion. A senior Treasury official said weekly inflation in Russia is a direct effect of sanctions from the U.S. and allies. The Dow and the Nasdaq was essentially flat at the end of the week. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Well, it's been all over social media. There's been memes of it everywhere. You've seen Will Smith slap Chris Rock, and the kind of pundit verse broke into two chants. On the political left, they were saying anybody that criticizes Will Smith is a racist, and on the right, they were saying celebrities always get away with everything. Why isn't there an equal standard of justice, et cetera? To me personally, those conversations are boring because they don't really lead anywhere. But what I was taken by was kind of the development of the drama. A man insults another man's wife. That man takes exception, expresses that displeasure. These two other older gentlemen pull him aside and say, don't make a mistake that you're going to regret later. That same man that did that violent act comes back and apologizes tearfully at the end of the broadcast. And here to discuss with me is Dr. Gina Loudon, who is a human behavioralist. We're normally talking about politics 24/7, but Gina, there was so much human drama, and I felt like some really big principles at play here. You know, I don't remember the last time I've seen a man in public, particularly on television, live, defend a woman's honor. I see a lot of people call women B's and H's and all kinds of other things, but this was a guy who stood up for his girl, and to me, that's kind of John Wayne-esque and kind of an old-fashioned type of manhood. Am I wrong?
Oh, I love that illustration, Kevin. I'll tell you, I think we're just all kind of living in a dry powder keg right now, and with sparks all around, and there's just a lot of emotion and a lot of sort of bad interpretation of actions these days all the way around. I don't think you take a pot shot at someone who maybe didn't. I mean, the guy shouldn't have said anything about his wife, and I think that is absolutely heroic that he stood up to him, but I don't think you punch someone.
Right.
I think you can accomplish a lot more, honestly, with words. And, you know, and I think his apology was appropriate. I sort of love the way you laid it out, though, that, you know, there were these two older men who came in. This is the way humanity is supposed to function. This is why I'm so anti-government. Government should never tell us what we can and can't say or what we can and can't do, as long as it doesn't affect someone else's physical well-being. You know, my husband, who is a former senator, always likes to say that, you know, my rights extend to the tip of your nose, and that should be the way it is. But I love the old-fashioned frame you put on this by saying, you know, he took advice from older men, and then he did the right thing and apologized. This is a taste of humanity that we just don't see very often anymore, and I kind of like that this whole thing went down this way, personally. I think the American public, who seems to be so infatuated with Hollywood that they can't pay attention to what's going on in their own lives,
right,
ought to maybe take a page out of this if they want to.
Well, and what I liked about it, Dr. Gina, was that you had Denzel Washington and Tyler Perry, who both claim a certain degree of Christian faith, and they've gotten more serious, at least Denzel's gotten more serious in his walk the older he's gotten.
Interesting.
That took aside this kid, who, I mean, Will Smith is a 50-year-old man, but he's still perceived in a lot of circles as a kid, and he told him, look, don't let the devil steal the peak moment of your life. Like, this is something you don't want to be. This is not how you want to be known. And if we had in black communities today older men that were shaping the way younger men viewed their responsibilities and actions in this life, you would have a completely different inner city community in most inner cities in America. You wouldn't have George Floyd's, you know, protests and other things happening, because you wouldn't find young men in the situation that they are in when they don't have fathers around, when there aren't, you know, wise influences that are tapping them on the shoulder and say, hey, think about that before you make that decision.
No, you're absolutely right. This is why, again, and I just feel like we can never emphasize this enough as conservatives, because I feel like a lot of conservatives don't get this one really important point. This is why it's not up to government to take care of us. It's not
right.
up to, it has to come back to exactly what you're saying, the neighborhoods, the churches. I'll still hear people
fathers,
families. But when we are in dire straits, we shouldn't think that it's okay ever to run to government. You know, I have a special needs child, and I have people approach me all the time that we adopted him. And I have people approach me all the time, oh, I know you're a mother of a child with special needs. I want more programs for my child. I'm sure that's something you work for, right? And I'm like, no, why would I want government to infringe in my child's life? Are you kidding me? When we were first adopting him, we had so many times where government was like, oh, don't worry, we'll do this for you. We'll pay for his medicine. We'll pay for his medical. We'll pay for his this. But I don't want anyone to pay for his anything. He's my child. And if I didn't think I could take on the responsibility, you know what I would do? If it got to be too much, I would go to my family. I would go to my church. I would go to my neighbors. That's the way things used to work. And that's, I like the way you frame this so much, Kevin. I can't even tell you. It's so you to take something that everybody's sensationalizing and turn it into something that is truly a moral and true character and faith lesson.
Dr. Gina, have a great night.
All right. Thanks so much, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough coming right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation
reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Once again, Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Very busy week this has been, and it's gotten a little more stressful for a number of groups that have used social media, specifically Twitter, to help get their message out on a regular basis. Now, this is something that I have to say I empathize with a great deal, because on the same day that the president was banned from Twitter in 2020, or in 2021, I guess it was that January 5th or 6th when they took him off. They banned me as well as a lot of other people that had tweeted in favor of the president that was outgoing at that time. But this week saw another kind of wave of some dismissals from Twitter, and around something very different than what those that last purge was about. I'm here to discuss from the Heritage Foundation is Doug Blair. He writes for Heritage.org and TheDailySignal.com. Doug, welcome. Good to have you. What was the big offender in all of these people and organizations that got tossed this week?
Well, thank you so much for having me on. And the thing that was causing people to get banned from Twitter, as you know, Twitter tends to ban people for the most ridiculous of reasons, but this week was basically gender ideology. So questioning transgenderism and the multiple genders and whether or not a man can become a woman. So what we're seeing increasingly from the social media outlets, specifically Twitter, is that you're not allowed to discuss gender ideology. You're not allowed to say anything that would go against the sort of leftist dogma surrounding transgenderism. So, for example, if you were to say that Leah Thomas, the biological man who's currently swimming on the Penn State or the University of Pennsylvania swimming team, if you were to say that he is a man, that would get you banned from Twitter because the transgender lobby is sort of in charge at Twitter now. So
right.
It's not allowed to discuss these things on social media.
And Rachel Levine, I guess, is supposedly an equal target for some of these comments. My question, Doug, I know that it's very complicated, and it seems to be something that even those who are on the other side of this issue have a hard time defining. I mean, I watched a potential associate justice of the Supreme Court literally come to silence, being unable to identify what exactly a woman is. But my question about Leah Thomas and Rachel Levine, do they have penises?
I mean, I haven't taken a look under the trunk, but it's my understanding that they have not received that type of surgery yet.
Right. So
yes, biologically they're men.
So if they have penises, it seems to me they should be men. And whatever they want to pretend to be or think that they are outside of that, that's fine. I mean, it's a free country. Go play whatever you want to. And if you even want to live your life like that, that's fine too. But why are the rest of us being told that we have to pretend as though that piece of anatomy doesn't exist?
You know, it's fascinating to me, Kevin, because I've had this conversation with friends and with family about why this matters, right? I have people that are very close to me in my life will say things like, what does it hurt if we just allow them to identify as they identify? And the answer to that is there are pretty far-reaching consequences to that. So let's take Leah Thomas as an example here.
Right.
Imagine if you are a female swimmer. You've trained your entire life. You've been really pushing hard. You are expecting to get into college or expecting to get into the Olympics based on your swimming performances in these competitions, and a biological man who's gone through puberty, has lived as a man his entire life, has trained as a man, he has bigger muscles, he's taller than you, he just decides one day he's a woman, and he starts to compete as a woman. It really creates an unequal playing field, and that's what we're starting to see, is these little tiny consequences of people who are unable to achieve in their male lives. It's really
reality. Yeah.
You're right. No, in reality, achieve what they set out to do as men, so they decide that, well, maybe I'll give it a shot as a woman. If you look at Leah Thomas's record as a male swimmer, it was pretty bad. He wasn't very good.
Right.
To fast forward, now he's competing as a woman, and wouldn't you know it, he's one of the top swimmers in the country. It's funny how that works, where a man competing as a woman seems to dominate the sport.
Especially when he's almost the size of Michael Phelps. You know, before a couple of years before Leah Thomas came along, there were two track athletes in the state of Connecticut that did the same thing to the women in those divisions, and that was they basically shattered all the records, took the spots away for scholarships away from girls that had been training their entire life. And you know what I find amazing, Doug, is that all of these groups that are supposed to be supportive for the distinctions and the equality of women are pretty much silent about this. And when you really think about it in a very perverse way, this is the return of the male patriarchy in a way that is even more invasive and dangerous to the actual women involved than whatever the perceived patriarchy was in years and generations past. I mean, you literally have men with their dangling participle in their locker rooms, winning the contest, erasing their opportunities. And I don't know why the National Organization for Women and all these other groups that have always been marching in the street, ready to light their hair on fire and burn the world down for the sake of women's rights, are silent on this. It just seems remarkably incomprehensible to me.
It's so funny that you mentioned that, because the Heritage Foundation has actually found some relatively strange bedfellows on this fight. There are radical feminist groups that are very much what you would imagine, like patriarchy and, you know, male privilege, all of these types of people that recognize very clearly that there is a threat posed when a man can say, I am a woman, and be treated by society as a woman. I'll give you an example of a more famous person, J.K. Rowling, the author of the Harry Potter series, has been very vocal about this, where she's like, look, I'm as you know, progressive, and I'm as down with the cause as anybody, but this is an issue. We can't just say that men are women and just kind of leave it there. There are differences, biological differences between men and women. That gets you labeled what's called a TERF. It's called a trans-exclusionary radical feminist. Yeah. It basically says you're not feminist enough because you don't believe that men are women.
Well, and you know, take it one step further. Even people that still like to play in that sandbox have seen the reality. Caitlyn Jenner. Bruce Jenner, his, you know, new ego or whatever his alter ego, I guess. But Caitlyn has come out and said that this is wrong and that Leah Thomas shouldn't be competing in this way. Anyway, Doug Blair of Heritage Foundation, we appreciate you being with us.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me on.
You got it. Kevin McCullough, thankful that you're with us as well, friends, each weekday. Coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the New Music Spotlight stage, Ashley Cook and Brett Young.
I'm a picture-perfect painting of imperfection. I'm a walking definition of unsettled and restless. The needle in my compass points anywhere but home. I thought I'd always be alone, 'cause I never wanted to tap my brakes. I never wanted to settle down. I was always 1 foot out the door. I never thought about turning round. Never saw myself with a white picket fence dug into the ground. Never till now.
Out of all the prayers I've ever prayed, you're heaven's answer. Out of all the hell I've been through, never thought you'd be out there. Thank God you were out there.
Young and the song Never Till Now. It's the number 5 song in the country, and they are our guests tonight on the Music Spotlight here on Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, so thrilled to have you with us. Coming up next, it's an epic version of the Ladies Lounge. Monica Crowley is back with a huge announcement tonight, and a little bit later on, we will be introducing Elle Reynolds from TheFederalist.com for the very first time. That's all coming up in Hour 2. If you want to get the new Music Spotlight playlist, we are on Spotify and on Apple Music. Just go and search Radio Night Live Music Spotlight, and you can find the playlist compiled right there. We've also got last year's 2021, and we hope that you enjoy listening. Kevin McCullough, coming right back, Hour 2.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.